Welcome to the AI in Action podcast, the show where we break down the hype and highlight the practical benefits of data science, machine learning, and artificial intelligence on our everyday lives. Subscribe to the podcast, check us out on iTunes, SoundCloud, and any Android podcast of choice. My guest today is Luca Boschen. Luca is the co-founder of Logograph, who are influencing the future of digital marketing. They do this by focusing on delivering logo recognition technology and licensing it as an API to power providers in industries like social media monitoring to monitor their brand's marketing spend. In today's fascinating episode, Luca is going to tell us what exactly Logograph does and some of the challenges he faced in setting up the technology needed to create their image recognition platform. He'll also explain how he saw a gap in the market that people now consume a lot more visual content. He'll share some of the benefits the Logograph tool has brought to companies' digital marketing strategy, particularly with social media monitoring. Later, Luca will tell us what's next for Logograph over the next couple of years in their goal to accelerate change and how he believes AI will have a profound effect on society in the future. I'm delighted to sit down and interview Luca for the show. Let's get straight into this today's episode. Hello, Luca. Welcome to the show today.
Hi.
First off, tell me a little bit about your background and how you ended up coming to Ireland.
My personal background, I was born in Italy. I was very lucky because I was always exposed to very different ways of thinking. And this definitely helped spark my creativity, which is kind of represented also in the job that we do, because what we do here, you know, we're people that are extremely passionate about change. As a result of being passionate about change, we got involved in the technology business, and more specifically, perhaps in a side of technology which is a bit more advanced and forward-thinking, and that would be artificial intelligence. So that's how we got to work on Logograph, and that's where I come from.
Tell me a little bit more about what Logograph does and what your reasons were for setting it up.
Logograph focuses on a specific sector or part of artificial intelligence, and that would be image recognition. So what we do, we basically sell, we license a software that allows people to, our clients, to identify things inside images autonomously without a human looking at those pictures. And more specifically, we target a very niche within our niche, which is logo recognition. So our software identifies logos in very large volumes of images or videos.
Brilliant. And tell me about some of the challenges that you actually needed to overcome in setting up that technology.
So it's an interesting question, and the reason is that we are passionate about change, as I was saying before, but we're also very passionate about positive and quality type of change. So sometimes it's difficult to combine those two passions because you want to move things forward, but we want to do it also in a sane and positive way. So as a result of that, you know, when we started working on Logograph, we looked at existing technologies and looked if we could repurpose them for the specific use of logo recognition. And once again, because we're so passionate about quality, it turned out that we could not just repurpose any existing technology, but we had to build our technology from scratch, from the ground up. And that takes a bit of more time, but if you do it right, it gives you a lot of satisfaction because you see again that conjunction between hyper change and hyper quality that we're so fascinated about.
Yeah, and tell me some of the examples of companies you work with and the benefits that's being brought to their digital marketing strategy and really how your tool enables and helps companies.
If we start a step before, it's interesting to think how today visual content is becoming more and more important in our daily lives. Up to a few years ago, we used to make phone calls, maybe send some text messages, maybe send some emails. But today with things like social media, we generate, share, and consume a lot of more visual content. We take insane amounts of selfies and pictures and videos, and that's how we consume content today, through visual content. And the reason is that we're exposed to so much content that visual is the way to access in a faster way to more information. So that's the background, you know, we're entering a visual age. And as a result of that, there are many businesses where it brings a lot of value to be able to look inside these enormous amounts of images and videos that we're sharing to make more sense of them. So I can give you a few quick examples of businesses that use our technology. It's important to remember that we do not work with the end client. So we don't sell our technology to brands or a service to consumers, but we rather license our technology to other businesses who build products for brands or services for the consumer. So a few examples would be places like social media monitoring. So there are companies out there in the likes of Brandwatch, Crimson Hexagon, Sprinklr, whose job is to tell brands what the consumer think about them and perhaps help them making sure that they direct their marketing investment in the right direction by before understanding what the consumer is actually looking for. Traditionally, they would do that by scraping text that people would share on social channels. But today we all share a lot of more images and videos. So they use our technology to identify if within images that are shared publicly, logos are present, and that allows to better understand what the consumer is interested about. So to give those type of insights to brands. So that's an example of an industry that we operate
in. I think it's so important now to tell stories, and images are a fantastic way to tell stories. I think there's something in our mind or our brain that when they see an image, so many different memories come to the fore. It's incredible. An image can make you cry, laugh in 1 second, and really, really strengthen that brand. And even the tiniest of difference in the tone or the colors can make such a massive difference as well. What's the ultimate goal for Logograb, and how big do you want to take this?
So it's interesting because if we go to the starting point, you know, the passion about change that we have, I would say that Logograb is more a tool rather than a goal. Our goal is to accelerate change. That's what we're passionate about. So we see Logograb as a way to help accelerating that goal. Now, if we have to look in the shorter term and kind of make a forecast of what's going to happen to this company in the next 24 to 48 months, we are, as we were saying again, in an industry which is quickly accelerating. We're just in the beginning of what's going to happen in this industry. So there's going to be a lot of changes within the industry itself because the future is not written yet. We're kind of being one of the parts that are writing that future. And as a result of that, there are multiple options. We could keep evolving our technology into a product and perhaps think of expanding our offering by building our own products or services for the end client. We could identify an existing product where we see that our technology could bring a lot of value by integrating it, and we could see change being accelerated, and therefore we may be interested in making Logograb part of that existing product. The question is still very much open. We don't have a specific answer to that.
That kind of ties in nicely to my next question. Where do you see the future of image recognition going?
Yeah, so maybe it's more interesting to think of the future of artificial intelligence because image recognition is a subset of artificial intelligence. So maybe we are more fascinated about artificial intelligence in general, and we express that interest by doing specifically image recognition and logo recognition. In our opinion, there is no doubt that artificial intelligence will have a profound impact on the future of society and the evolution of humanity itself. We're definitely still in a stage where it's not clear if this impact is going to be a positive or a negative impact on society and humanity. We believe in positiveness, so we think that we can still steer the boat towards a better place rather than a worse place. To answer your question, where do we see it next? We see these two options. We think there is an option to go towards the right direction, and we're trying to help this big boat steer towards that direction.
Yeah, I think the fantastic thing about technology is it gives, but it also takes away. And people need to be very, very careful of that because you can really end up going down a rabbit hole when you pick up your phone, and literally you can go in so many different areas that it can be very disempowering in some ways too. So there is definitely a balance. Luca, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you. That's all for this episode of AI in Action. Hope you really enjoyed it. If you'd like to stay updated with all the latest podcasts, then please head over to the website aiinaction.ie and subscribe to the newsletter to get the podcast delivered straight to your inbox. Finally, I'd like to take the time to let you know about the AI Awards. We're now looking for applications from academia and industry professionals to apply. Set up in 2018, the AI Awards are a not-for-profit business, community-led initiative that was set up to celebrate the best in artificial intelligence and data science in Ireland. Our focus is to support the AI community by recognising the hard work and dedication of those working in the field of AI, data science and machine learning. We see this as a fantastic opportunity to showcase your work and skills to the AI community on the island of Ireland, and also help raise the profile of Ireland as a destination for AI investment. Winning an award brings industry-wide recognition, raises your company profile, and increases awareness of your brand and product. Applications take only a couple of minutes, so go ahead, apply today at www.aiawards.ie. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you again next week.